Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Youth Station. You're listening to IRB English Radio. I am Asma, and here with me I have my very dear friend.
I am Bitech Service in Youth Station.
Yeah, very happy to meet you here, Bitech.
Me too. Thank you.
Such a pleasure to be here with you and with the audience, of
it's
course.
It's an honor.
So, how are you?
Thank you very much. How are you doing these
How's
days?
How's life?
Like always, nothing different.
Same old
nothing
stories.
Especially.
Yeah, that's
not
life.
Beautiful. Same old stories. I didn't want to use the word ugly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's skip ugly and go for tragic life.
Yeah.
And then.
And depression.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why depression?
Because of technology. So cliche. But let's talk about the technological revolution and its effects on people behavior. And social life. As you know, technology was made for having a better social life, for finding new friends.
But is it really a better life now?
No, it's not. What are the reasons?
There are plenty much of reasons.
Give me some.
Usually when, I would say this way, usually when human beings go for something, they go to such an extreme that they destroy it.
Because we're a human being, you know? We want to reach the point of perfection in everything.
No, we're greedy.
Yeah, the greed inside our souls.
Yeah, we have this insatiable soul that would not get satisfied with everything until it is finished.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when it is finished, we get to the point of depression.
But I think before it get finished, we reach the point of depression, you know, especially in technology domain. The thing I want to tell you is that, unfortunately, because when you go through social media, you see some special standards that you don't have in your life. I don't know, your car, for example, is so simple. Your house is so little. Your
this
body.
This ostensible show of perfect life you see on social media.
You're not like that. And, you know, this is natural. Nobody wants to show their bad image of themselves
exactly,
their lives on social media. Mm-hmm. So the thing you will say is the happy, beautiful, blossomed life. Mm-hmm. And you know this is not all. You know this fact. But at that time, your brain wants you to just believe like, okay, it's all.
And now,
why am I not like
you
that?
Know what? Let me tell you one thing, which is even sadder. Let me tell you.
I'm all ear.
Let
get
me
more
be
depressed.
The auger of doom and tell you that this is not going to stop in here. Then in a session, we talked about metaverse and you know what it's all about.
Yeah.
As technology is growing and growing and growing, it is going to come to a point at which we're going to have some bubbles and live in those bubbles.
Yeah.
And then in that bubble, I would choose the kind of people I'm going to let in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean that I'm going to go into a shell. The gist of the story is going to be like this. I'm going to shelter myself in a special shell and then I would be so isolated.
This is a high level of, you know, exactly isolation.
This is modern life, you know
yeah.
what I mean? This is modernity and what modernity brought us to.
And even you cannot feel that you are in that kind of isolation situation.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and this is, I think, the thing that matters. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't feel.
Right now, we're facing these fake images of human beings all around in these social media.
Yeah.
But then as we go further, we're going to see much more painful things in the future.
But this is all about money, I think.
Yeah.
You have
I do
to
believe.
Make a need in a group of society
exactly.
to achieve that money.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is the rule. This is this, I don't know, research circle, if I can call it,
mm-hmm.
of achieving money in every domain. You have to make a need, then from that need, make a product and persuade other people to buy that product.
And
to
the
achieve
thing
money.
Which is very much tragic is the fact that that need that media or the
is
propagandas
something
are making is a non-necessary one.
Exactly.
I can live without it. But then they create that need in me And then I'm so naive to believe that. I believe it and then I feel depressed because I cannot achieve that point of perfection.
But you told something which I disagree. Being naive. We're not naive. You know, there is a lot of knowledge and information even in that mm-hmm. technology.
Yeah.
The thing is, because the majority of people are acting in that way, you have to believe it, even if you know that it's not true. This is a kind of subconscious, like, I don't know, obligation on you, pressure.
Yeah, that's true. But again, I would call it naive. You know why?
Why?
I will tell you the reason after the break.
Let's go
for a short break and I'll be back. Thank you for staying with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back, my dear friends of Youth Station. Well, we are talking about what media and technology has brought to us and how much we're suffering from it.
Yeah.
And then I said that media and this technology that are around us are taking us through a process in which we're going to think that there is a need, which is a sort of unnecessary need that I can live without it. And then we, as the audience, so naively believe that and go after it. And then since I cannot achieve it, I would get into depression.
You wanted to tell me an explanation of being naive.
Being naive, yes. See, Vita, no matter how much you study, no matter how much you have
knowledge,
gone through education, but you have to believe that you're not going to be fully aware of everything. We're not omniscient, you know? We're not all omniscient. Yeah. We are telling our own stories, but we do not know everything. You know what I mean? I say naively because there are so much of people, of scholars even, I could say, that I see around myself, but they did not act according to the thing that I call them a scholar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because every single person has been attached to this fake world of technology.
I do.
You know what I mean? I don't want to say that technology is a bad thing or that there is no need out of it. No, I'm not saying this. Technology is good if we use it in a proper way, if we go in the right track of using it. But the problem comes when we do not know how to use it and when we go for the wrong part of the story.
You know, we were talking about the standardized things in, I don't know, social media and so on that we're facing. Like a lot of people, of course, the majority of people are just following them and so on. We feel the pressure to follow them too. But let me give you a study that, a research that was done. You know, this research found a mixed results, you know. This result were like people who had more positive interactions and social support and these platforms like social medias and so on appeared to have lower levels of depression and anxiety. And the reverse was also true. People who perceived that they had more negative social interactions online and who were more prone to social comparison experienced higher levels of depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows us that it doesn't matter that this is social media, there are plenty of people who are acting in a special way. The thing that matters is the one who you are choosing to interact with.
Exactly.
You know?
So it's all, again, we come to the point that is your decision.
Exactly, it is. And you told me something like a kind of modernized isolation. I want to tell you that from another perspective, this kind of isolation, which is really professional and high level, is good because you're the one who is choosing.
Modern life has got its own rule. I know all these things, but I would tell you that this is not healthy. You know?
Why it's not?
I remember that even in our, we studied geology at high school. And then we had some courses studying about special things. Now, I don't remember the exact thing, but the gist of it was that everything has got a certain way of existence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For example, the black thing is black. The white thing is white. you cannot change it. When you mix them together, you create gray, but still, the black is black, but the white and the white is white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A healthy human being has to live with other beings because we are sociable beings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When we are going to be secluded, isolated beings, then we are destroying the true path of existence.
I got it. You know, that was really beautiful. You're telling me that we're making it out of natural. I mean, we have to learn that there are good people, there are bad people, and we have to interact with both.
Yeah,
groups.
Yeah.
But we are changing this role model and this pattern.
Yeah, I'm saying that we're imposing some changes into the true way of living. The yeah. true forms of living. I have to have friends. I have to live with other people, even if they are bad, even if they are good. I have to have both of them because I am going to learn things from both of them.
Yeah.
And that's the truth about life. And you know, perhaps you have seen some celebrities or some, I don't know, I say celebrity because these people are the ones whose life is just an open box to everyone.
Yeah, exactly,
you know what I mean?
Like role models.
Yeah, we know more about them.
Yeah.
If you go through them and see the ones that are isolated, go through depression and maybe they end their life with...
suicide.
Yeah.
They commit suicide.
So, I'm not saying that seclusion is all the time going to lead to suicide, but I'm saying that we are changing the ways of life, which is not necessary, you know?
I understand.
Which is not going to make our life more beautiful. It's going to actually make it uglier.
You're telling me that it's something like an unnecessary luxury thing.
Exactly,
that
yeah.
we are adding to our story of lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we are committing mistakes.
So when we say technology, the first thing that comes into our mind is media. But actually, yeah. technology has made so much of goodness into our life.
Exactly.
Now, as a woman who lives at home, we have different facilities. We do not have to go through too much of drudgery. You know, the life has been easier right now.
And even, I think this kind of may lead to the depression. Because you have less to do.
Yeah.
You have more time to think.
Exactly.
And thinking about nonsense.
I was going to say that.
Exactly.
Yes, I was going to say that.
Make you depressed.
Life has become easier. But
yeah.
are we really satisfied?
Exactly.
No. Sometimes I think if I lived in an isolated village, life would have felt differently.
Yeah.
I would have never went to think about, you know, gibberish things.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never been so pedantic about the things that I look at, I think about, I scrutinize. You know what I mean?
Yeah, myself, I love the modern cities and mega cities and so on.
Yeah.
And I even cannot imagine living in a village, but, you know, I hate it. But you know, I think...
I'm just saying about the basic of humanity, you know? I'm talking
yeah.
about the true human being, untouched.
We are connected to nature, I think.
Yeah.
Our souls are connected
yeah.
to that. To strengthen this connection, I actually see a lot of people in the society that just tell me that, okay, we wish to live in a village far from these cities.
Hustles, bustles,
yeah,
and
exactly.
all the noisy stuff.
And this is really beautiful or even sometimes dark that this is their dream.
Yeah.
These
yeah,
days.
It has been a dream.
Yeah.
Let's go for a break and then we'll be back to wrap it up. Talking about technology, we said that technology has brought too much of facilities, too much of easiness to our life, but still we're not satisfied
yeah.
because we have more time to think more. And as you think more, then you become isolated and
yeah.
perhaps sometimes depressed.
You are the one who have to control these kind of technologies.
Perfect.
Technologies
Perfect
shouldn't control
it, yeah.
you.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's the point. It shouldn't control me. It is a tool, a mean for me to
yeah.
Make use of. And it shouldn't
to
be
have
the monster
life.
That is controlling me and that is changing my life and that is forcing me into the ways that is
exactly.
not similar to me.
You know, there is a bit of a sentence I want to tell you. And it is that when you, you're going to go through something, go through it with 100% of you.
Now that is very beautiful.
Yeah. And for example, when you go to nature for breathing, go and 100% of you should be that breathing.
Take all of yourself
the taste
with
of nature,
yourself.
You know?
And actually devote a special time for your own soul, because that is the thing that matters more and more. Don't go for the materialistic and physical life, because at the end of the day, it is the metaphysical life that is going to count. The light of your soul is going to count more and more. So this was all the time that we had for today's episode. Thank you, Bita, and thank you all
You're
the
welcome.
Listeners. Until another session, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you and shower you with His blessings. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.